to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, February 18, 2016. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Folks, after some changes and modifications, now these conference calls are going to be done on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. every Thursday night. You have a platform that works on getting this conference calls out to you, and I'm here every Thursday night to answer your freedom questions. I'm here to help you understand the law, the Constitution, and your rights, and the proper procedures you need to assert to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Folks, I'm an immigrant myself from Iran who came here to America in 1977 at the age of 14, believing and thinking that I came to the land of the free and the home of the brave. But I found myself in the land of the meek and the home of the indentured. I found out in America, the big banks and corporations have taken over the politics of this country, the Democrat Republican parties. The banks in this country make money out of thin air by fraud. So the big banks control the corporation, they own the politicians, and they own the media of this country. So all the candidates you get, whether it's Obama or Clinton or Trump, Cruz, you know, Romney, McCain, you know, all these guys are already vetted and controlled, with the exception, rare exception of people like former Congressman Ron Paul and his senator son Rand Paul. Folks, these guys are all being owned and controlled. So we're getting these fake, phony choices. And folks, but it's up to us to get our rights back, to get our country back, to return America to freedom once again. And we can do it, folks. I believe that there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. And one of my students was a gun-carrying special agent with the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS. And he heard about Freedom Law School back in 1997, 19 years ago. And he checked out the educational material of Freedom Law School and other tax honesty leaders that were out there. And he verified that there is no law requiring you and me and the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. And he wrote a book about it, told the IRS about it, demanded that they live up by their oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, just like he had done, and show where his conclusions are wrong about income tax being imposed on American people illegally. The government never answered him, never showed up to any of the debates that was put on by a nonprofit foundation to debate him about the income tax legality. They even tried to put him in jail in 2005. Unsuccessfully, the government lost the case. Joe Bannister won. And they never even bothered charging him with not the so-called crime of not having filed and paid income tax, because the government knows Joe Bannister has not violated any law. The people in IRS management know, they know very well, there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay income tax. The lawyers, the top lawyers in the United States Department of Injustice, know there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. To the politicians, to the bureaucrats, and the judges, to them, it's all about the money. They just want the money. And they don't care if the income tax is legal or not. In fact, that's exactly what Jason Furman, the White House economic advisor of President Bill Clinton White House, told Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation. He told him that legality of income tax is not a high priority item at the White House, and we will not participate in any conference on the subject. Outright telling you, we don't care if it's legal or not. We just want the money. Well, guess what? You can beat the IRS. Okay? Now, as a non-filer, I think you have advantages over filers. Many advantages. But it's up to you to decide whether you want to file and pay income tax or not at the end. But I'm telling you, there is no law. I've had a $100,000 reward on this issue since 1999. On Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org. As part of a $300,000 income tax reward. And the reward will be doubled. Yes, you're going to get double the $100,000, double the $300,000 if you can get an IRS employee, a lawyer, or a judge to go with you and claim the reward. Because the IRS management, their lawyers, they've been getting together conspiring against me and Freedom Law School to try to stop me from saying all this and exposing the IRS lies. But they cannot stop me. This is free speech, folks. In America, we got to exercise our rights to free speech, association, to expose government corruption, gather, talk about it, and tell more people about it so we can return the government to we the people once again. So let's make it happen, folks. Contact Freedom Law School, go to our website, get on our email list, and you're going to get a free education plan, folks. That's right. Free freedom education I'm offering you to get on our email list at livefreenow.org. Right away, you'll be mailed a education material in the mail first, and the rest of it will be sent to you by email. Livefreenow.org is the source for you for freedom education and freedom solutions that work. Freedom solutions that end up you winning. That's what Freedom Law School is about. From our level one basic course that educates you about the law, the U.S. Constitution, the IRS, your rights, freedom, and more, all the way to our top-of-the-line program, the Royal Freedom Package, which includes responses, unlimited responses, will be written for you to IRS harassments and letters to you, tax court, IRS summonses, you know, whatever it comes up, Freedom Law School will be there to back you up. It's all there at our website, livefreenow.org. Now, what I'm going to do with you now tonight, folks, is I'm going to cover a topic. At these conference calls, I'm going to be talking about different topics that will help you understand the law and your rights, how the system really works, what it's really about. So, folks, there's a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of bad information out there, and Freedom Law School will sift through this material and give you the stuff that works. If you go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org, on the top of the page, you see a link to educational materials. When you click on that link to educational materials, many things will come up. Okay? So when you go down on that list, you'll come across one that says when and how to respond to IRS letters. You want to click on that, and that'll give you a straightforward article that will give you the big picture of what's going on with the IRS, okay, and how they are 90% bluff. According to IRS's own management, folks, IRS is 90% bluff. Because IRS sends out the letters by the tens of millions. That's right. Millions or tens of millions to the American people to scare you into submission. They want you to fill out those 1040 income tax confession forms. They call them 1040 income tax returns, but they're not returns because you never took anything from the government to return to them in the first place on a 1040 income tax return. What the form is a form of your rat on yourself. You hang yourself by putting on there that you believe you have so much taxable income based on which you owe the IRS a bunch of money. And then based upon your own confession, the IRS will want to come and steal your money. That's right. You gave them the green light to take your money because you said you owe the IRS money. So, folks, that's how the game is played. They want to trick you. They want to coerce you into filling out those 1040 income tax confession forms. Now, the subject I'm going to talk about is about what to do if the IRS writes you letters. Okay, what do you do? If the IRS sends you a letter, what should be the proper response for you? Well, the first thing you need to understand, folks, is that all IRS letters are not the same. That's a critical thing you should understand. Some IRS letters are important. Some are not important. And generally speaking, the ones that are not important are sent to you by first class mail. If the IRS sent a letter to you by first class mail, it's not very important, very likely, most likely. Now, something else you should know before we get to that is that the IRS does not call you. They almost never call you. There is a scam going on the internet where these people from India and these foreign countries who speak English call you and pretend to be from the IRS, and they want to deceive you into sending money to this company. They tell you they want to put you in, IRS wants to put you in jail, take your home, paycheck, or bank account, and you need to pay the IRS now to avoid all these attacks on your freedom and your property. Well, that's a scam. This scam has been going on for, gosh, over 3 years now that I've known about the scam. And it's actually picked up legs. And more of these calls are being made now to Americans across USA than 3 years ago when the scam started. Because people are so afraid of the IRS. These thieves are looking for suckers to call and get money from you by getting your credit card information. So don't worry about the IRS. IRS will not call you. IRS will write you letters. In rare occasions, they may come by your home or your office also. But that's uncommon also. That happens in case you owe the IRS money. If you owe the IRS money, then and a substantial amount of money, then they might come by your house to try to ask you to make payment arrangements. But even that is uncommon. most everything Yaris does is by letters. And most of the letters that the IRS sends out are written by computers and automated. Dumb computer-generated letters sent by the IRS to you to pay, to harass you, to take your money, to deceive you. So the letters that do matter are certified letters, like a notice of deficiency or a final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to a hearing or notice of federal tax lien filing and notice of your right to a hearing. Notice of deficiency is the letter by which the IRS legally has to send out to you by certified or registered mail or in-person delivery to propose a tax on you. They have to take the step. It's clearly written in the IRS code. The other two letters, which I read to you, are collection due process hearing. The IRS, before they collect or take away your bank account, paycheck, commissions, any money of yours, or within after 5 days they file the claim against your real estate, which is called a lien. They call a lien against any house or real estate that may be in your name, in a county that they have your address. The IRS, after they file the lien, they have to give you the opportunity to ask for a hearing. If they don't do that, then the IRS cannot do any collection activities. They cannot go take your paycheck, bank account, commission, anything that is yours. And folks, these certified letters, those are the ones that you should seriously consider responding to. Because of first-class letters that the IRS sends out, they are meant to only scare you into filling out a 1040 income tax confession form or calling the toll-free 800 number on the IRS's letters, which on the other end, the IRS agents who answer those phone calls are trained to scare you into submission and scare you into filling out a 1040 income tax confession for 1 or more years. So you confess that you owe the IRS money and then they can come and take your money from you. Of the IRS. A secret manual of the IRS, dated October 1996. This was IRS's own attack handbook on people the IRS calls tax protesters. Okay? And in that, on page 14, folks, this is the language of the IRS's handbook to their agents. It's talking about people who don't file 1040 income tax confession forms. They're talking about, and they call people who don't file 1040 forms schemers. Like, you're scheming. Oh, I guess the IRS, you know. They say non-filer schemes involve individuals who have never filed an income tax return or have simply stopped filing. Wow, how about that? You never ever filed an income tax return in your life or just didn't file, stop filing, all of a sudden you are a schemer. How does not doing anything make you a schemer? You know, you do nothing and you became a schemer. It's a ridiculous logic, but there you go. It's the government coming up with these ridiculous arguments. They say that these protesters are the most difficult to identify since they do not readily identify themselves by sending protest letters or unacceptable returns. Wow. They just told you the trick. They told you the way it works. They have a great difficulty to identify you, to attack you, if you do not readily identify yourself by sending in protest letters or what the IRS considers to be unacceptable returns. You see these people out there who sent all these IRS forms and these letters to the IRS. According to the IRS, all they're doing is they're just making themselves clearly and better identified for the IRS to come to target you and attack you. Why anybody would do that? Very simple. They don't know. People don't know when they write these letters to the IRS, you know, that they're actually making themselves an easier target. They identify themselves as a target. And you see, and then this paragraph continues. Unless the individual is known to the service, it is extremely difficult to determine if the taxpayer is an illegal protester. See, they don't know why you didn't file. What happened that you didn't file a 1040 form? Were you just too busy? Was it because you didn't have a job? Was it because you were drunk on Skid Row? Was it because you passed away? Was it because you joined a religious mission in America or outside the country? Was it because you were in an accident or in a hospital for some other reason for a long time? Or because you have a legal reason for not following a 1040 income tax confession form? Either way, folks, the IRS knows that they don't know who you are and what your situation is unless you readily identify yourself. See, here's what the IRS also says. They continue. Their manual says this. Continue on. Let's read this. You may not be able to identify this taxpayer as a protester until you actually contact them and request their returns. Here it is. They're telling you that they write letters to you requesting your return because then they expect for you to challenge the IRS in writing. And by your challenge, you are just identified yourself as a illegal tax protester. That's what the IRS considers you to be. Yep. When you identify yourself by responding to these letters that the IRS sends to you asking for your 1040 income tax confession form. On page 41 of this manual, it states that third-party contacts or other indirect methods can be used. However, they are costly and take a great deal of time. Given a large number of protester cases, these methods are prohibitive. What they mean to say is these methods are cost prohibitive. They would take the IRS too much time and money and employees to try to go to third parties and get information about you and try to reconstruct income information about you. So, what the IRS suggests the IRS agent do besides writing letters to you asking for return? Well, the letter says that the manual of the IRS says that telephone may be an opportunity to catch the taxpayer off guard. See? They don't want to catch you with your guards down. That's right. Catch you, surprise you, you know. And they tell their agents in this manual, try to secure some of the information you will need immediately. Find out where the taxpayer works, lives, banks, etc. See, I bet you thought that the IRS automatically knows where you work, live, or your bank. But they don't. They have a name, slave surveillance number, a social security number, and an address in the database for you. But they don't know if you still have that address or moved since then. They don't know that. Okay? That's why the agents are trained at the IRS to get this information from you on the telephone, and when possible, catching you off guard. Or send out letters to you asking for your return and let you call the IRS. And again, when you call the IRS, then the IRS will catch you off guard. Folks, that's how it works. They're looking for you to hang yourself. They're playing a game with you, a psychology game, to deceive you. And folks, it's up to you not to fall for the game. It's up to you to know what's really going on and know that if you respond to these first class only letters of the IRS, you just identify yourself to the IRS. They know you're there. You're afraid. You're concerned. And all the IRS has to do now is come after you. You verify to the IRS that you're alive and kicking. Not retired, not out of a country, okay? But you are worried. That's why you contacted the IRS. Well, folks, that's basically the subject of the conference call for tonight, the class on IRS and letters. In another class, I'll be covering some of the certified letters that the IRS sends out to you, the ones that do matter, like IRS summons of you or your bank that you may bank with or credit card company, or they may send a letter, notice deficiency to you, or either of the collection due process hearing letters that I talked to you about before. IRS could send those things out to you. Those will be covered in a future commerce call. So for this commerce call, it's important to know that all IRS letters are not the same. The certified ones is the one that you need to pay attention and consider responding to seriously. If you get one of those letters, like a notice of deficiency, like a collection due process hearing, again, the letters are called final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to a hearing. And the other letter is notice of federal tax lien filing and notice of your to a hearing. When these are sent out to you, you should contact Freedom Law School right away. We should do a one-on-one consultation, and you very likely want to join Freedom Law School so they can be there for you and help you write the proper response to be these crooks at the IRS. So with that, folks, I invite you to become a subscriber, you know, to Freedom Law School's emails. Get on there. Become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. Get our free Freedom Education Package, as many as you like. Get out to your friends, family, coworkers. The speech of Mr. Joe Bannister, our student, the former IRS agent on income tax fraud, and just talk to more people, folks, about what's going on out there. There are people like you out there who are hungry, looking for the truth, looking for real education, folks. we have to reach out to them. Because you were one of those people. Somebody somehow one day, think back, educated you about the income tax fraud. Who was it? And how was it that that person picked you to educate you about the fraud of the income tax? You want to do that favor to somebody else who doesn't know about this and educate them about all this stuff with Freedom Law School behind you. So with that, folks, thank you for being on the call with me, and call back again at a different Thursday night to get your freedom question answered and get another class of Freedom Law School provided to you at no charge. Good night, everybody.